Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up, guys, and welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve, the head coach of the Max and Maxine Challenge. Today, I'm joined with Coach Helen and Coach Di.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
And today, what we are going to be covering is we are going to go over the most common questions that are coming through to us for this upcoming challenge that starts on May the 20th. So this will be a bit of an FAQ-style podcast. And hopefully, if you are doing the challenge or if you are not doing the challenge, you can gain something out of this over the next 12 weeks. So whatever your fitness goal is over the next 12 weeks, hopefully this podcast can give you some good information. So let's jump right into it. Question number one comes through, and we get this quite a lot, and it is simply, why should I sign up to the challenge? And I guess today with us, we've got two previous challenges. So both Di and Helen had completed the challenge before they started being part of the challenge team. So Di, do you want to start off by telling us, why did you start the challenge?
I did the challenge because I had been into sport when I was younger and never needed to worry about nutrition too much. Then after having four children, the last two who were twins, so my body was quite out of shape. When you've got kids, most people know, you spend your whole time driving them around to their sporting things, driving them to school, eating meals on the run, and having no time for yourself. So I got quite out of shape. I probably had put on 20 kilos since my first child was born, which was embarrassing for someone who'd never, ever gained an ounce and ate what they wanted all their life. So I was quite horrified. So I decided that I should sign up for the challenge. And for me, having done a lot of sport, it was a quite competitive thing. I'd done some bodybuilding comps when I was younger, coached national level gymnasts, and I kind of felt like the competitive side really struck a chord with me. Like I really wanted not so much to win, but I thought the fact that I would be compared to other people would give me that motivation to lose the weight. Whereas if I wasn't doing that, if I just followed a nutrition and training program from home, I was likely to make excuses. I wouldn't be accountable to anyone. And I'd tried that before and I just in the end always gave up, just went, oh no, it's a bit too hard. But with the challenge, yeah, that was my reason. I just thought I need to get back into shape.
Right. So it's mainly like the competition and the accountability was the main things that really drew you to the challenge, because you said that you had some good knowledge background and some good sport background. So it was mainly the accountability and the challenge, the actual competition of the challenge, right?
Yeah. I knew once I joined the gym, the training would be fine. I'd cope with that all right. I was a bit worried about following the nutrition, but I made a pact with myself that even if there were foods on the plan I didn't like, I would eat them. And I did. All I could think of was when I saw oats on the plan was runny porridge on school camps. And now I eat oats for breakfast every morning. I just microwave them in water, takes 5 minutes, they taste great, a bit of maple syrup, and we're all good. So I kind of just decided that I was all in. That's it. I was going to do everything I had to do. And the nutrition was a bit hard, but I coped. And now I eat like that all the time and don't think about it.
Right. And then Helen, could you tell us why you first started the challenge and why someone else should jump in the challenge as well?
I signed up to the challenge. I needed to get my nutrition in order and stop drinking. Alcohol was a big part of my life after a family tragedy. So, yeah, I just had to get in there and just tighten up my nutrition. I was training. I was boxing 5 days a week and I absolutely loved it, but I was eating and drinking way too much and you can't out-train a bad diet. So, yeah, I was sort of pushed into signing up. I ummed and ahed, yes, no, yes, no. And I finally signed up and best thing I ever did. And I followed the nutrition 100%. I did not falter. I used to weigh every single piece of food. Training was not an issue because I was boxing and weights and things like that. And food was, it was easy for me because I just stuck to my guns. I had to dig myself out of a big dark hole. So anyway, I could do it. So that was the reason I signed up. Mm. Best thing for me, best thing for my mind, everything. It was just great.
So for you, Helen, it was more like the plan and a little bit of something to focus towards for yourself. Yeah. So like, I would say the biggest thing that we can offer anybody who's taking part of the challenge is a good knowledge base. And for myself, you know, it's taken close to 10 years to learn about nutrition and training through my own means, you know, through reading books and watching videos online and reading content and experimenting with things myself. So, you know, if you're not doing the challenge, that might be a path that you need to take, is to teach yourself, because there's lots of noise out there about what food you should be eating and how you should be training. And for a lot of us, we make lots of errors along the way, which are, you know, add to our little speed bumps through your fitness journey. So, you know, if you sign up to the challenge, you get access to a whole host of coaches that have years of experience practicing on our own bodies and practicing on other people's bodies. And you can get from point A to point B very quickly instead of going through the alphabet to get to point B. So I think that's what we can offer with the challenge.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Now, the next question that comes through a lot is, how do I sign up to the challenge? So what's the process to sign up to the challenge?
Well, first of all, you go to the website. So if you're a female, you would go to maxineschallenge.com.au. And if you're a male, maxchallenge.com.au. Simple, click the Join Now button. It's on the top right-hand corner of the screen. And just fill out the form, submit the form. Once the form's submitted and you've paid, you will get a receipt emailed to you and you'll start your journey from there.
Seems pretty straightforward.
Pretty easy.
Yeah. So then part of the sign-up process, they need to choose a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's a common question comes through a lot as to, you know, what plan should I choose? Now, we offer 8 different plans in the challenge. So for the guys, we have the Lean and Ripped, Size and Strength, Big Weight Loss, and Fit and Health, Get Fit and Healthy. And then for the Maxine or the girls, we have Tone and Shape, Get Strong, New Mum, and Find Your Fitness, right? So I guess I can answer this question about how do you choose your plan? Well, it kind of depends on your own goal. So if you're out of shape right now and you want to lose weight and you want to get into shape, for the guys, I'd recommend Lean and Ripped. And for the girls, I'd recommend Tone and Shaped. If you are looking at just getting healthy, so you're not trying to, you know, get shredded or you're not trying to get super strong or super muscular, you just want to get fit and healthy. For the guys, I'd recommend Get Fit and Healthy. And for the girls, I'd recommend Find Your Fitness. If you're a new mum, I'd recommend jumping onto the New Mum Plan. And Big Weight Loss is designed for some guys who might have lost control of their weight over many years and you've got a big weight to lose. So it's designed to cater for the difference in load that would happen if you are quite heavy person. My favorite programs are the Get Strong and the Size and Strength program. So they're designed for people who want to put on some quality strength and some quality muscle. So it's quite an intensive resistance training program. Now, in saying that, you will gain strength and muscle with all our programs. So that's what happens when you do any sort of resistance training. And you will lose some body fat and you will improve your body composition with any of the programs. So just because you're choosing the Size and Strength program doesn't mean that you won't lose some good quality body fat. Now, we also offer a gym-based program and then a home-based program. So for all these programs, you can do them at a gym or you can do them at home. And then we also have varying difficulties. So if you're a beginner, you can choose a beginner program, intermediate, more intermediate, and then advanced, choosing an advanced program. And that's based on, you know, how many years of training you've done. So an advanced program will be for someone who is maybe 3 years or so through training. Now, with that, we also have the nutrition plan based for that. Now, some people do mix up their training plan and their nutrition plan. Is that right?
Yeah, I did that with my challenge. When you start the challenge, you choose a program. So in my case, I chose Tone and Shape. Once you have accessed the website, you've set up your profile. Once we can do that from the 13th of May, you can change your program. So if you feel like you've chosen the wrong program, don't worry about it. You can change it then just on your profile page. You can either change the whole program or you can change just the training or just the fitness. So when I did my challenge, I chose Tone and Shape. I had a look at the program because I'd trained for a long time and I'd done some bodybuilding comps. I knew that lifting heavy was going to be the way I would enjoy the gym. So I wanted to do the Get Strong training. So I stayed with the Tone and Shape nutrition because I had 20 kilos to lose and Get Strong I realized wasn't going to help me there. But I upped it to the Get Strong training because I knew that was the kind of training I enjoyed. I thought doing the Tone and Shape training, I probably wouldn't enjoy it as much.
Mm.
And both didn't really matter. I didn't think which training I did because I hadn't done any exercise for so long. whatever I did was going to help me.
Yeah.
Like the workout you have in the gym, no matter what it is better than no workout.
Yeah, so, I agree. Yeah. For a lot of us, when we start a new training program, we need to find this right balance between what we need versus what we want. So a lot of errors that I see from people who start a new gym program or maybe just joined a gym is, you know, we start leaning towards only doing things that we want to do, and that ends up going towards things that are easy. So sometimes we need to find this inner motivation to do something that we don't really want to do, but it's probably what we need. So that's something that I guess the programs offer, where, you know, we would structure a program that, yeah, you might, we want you to enjoy it, but it's also exercises and training plans that you need to be doing if you want to achieve that goal. And I think sometimes if we are going on this journey by ourselves, we do make those errors where we lean towards the easier option or the things that we want to do, not the things that our body needs to do. So if you are still listening and you're not taking part in the next challenge, I just want you to be cautious that you're not leaning towards things that are too easy, the things that you want to do. I want you to find a way to challenge your body so that you can continue to grow and make your way towards that fitness goal that you have. Moving on to the next question here.
Hey guys, sorry to interrupt another great story. Just wanted to jump in and say don't forget to like our podcast on iTunes and please leave us a review. If you're finding it interesting, share it with your family and friends. We love your feedback. And now back to today's podcast.
Moving on to the next question here. What happens after I sign up? So that comes through a lot. So I guess people sign up and they kind of get a little bit lost about what happens next. So what happens once they sign up?
Once you sign up, you can log into the website. We have prep week, which starts at 9 a.m. on the 13th of May. So next Monday.
Yep.
Once you log in, you'll be prompted to set up your profile. Now, you might not want to set it up straight away. You might be Monday morning. You want to go to the gym and have a workout. You don't want to fiddle around with your program. With your profile, sorry, that's fine. Just click the training and nutrition tabs at the top of the page, and that's where you'll find your training and nutrition programs. If you have a question, have a look at them. The forum will be open. There's a tab at the top forum. And you can ask the coach Steve or any of the coaches or ambassadors a question and they'll get back to you as quick as they can. Mm-hmm. When you do set up your profile, if you want to do it straight away or even if you want to do it a bit later, you have to choose between public and private. So if you want to be a private challenger, no one will see any of your pictures. So if someone clicks on your name, if you post a forum question, they won't see who you are. They'll see nothing. Private challengers cannot win prizes. Obviously, they can't be judged in the final competition because no one can see their photos. So even the coaches can't see them. If you want to be part of the competition, you choose a public profile. So you can select that. When you set up your profile, it will ask, do you want to be part of the competition? Click yes. Now, if you set up a public profile, you'll need to take a photo of yourself. You can do it with your phone on timer or you can get someone else to do it for you, holding either a recent national newspaper or a copy of the PDF that we're going to put on the website so that we can verify that the photo was taken during that week. Now, you can hold up the PDF on an iPad. You can hold it on your phone, but double check that the image is clear. If it looks blurred and we can't read it, then it won't be approved. So set your profile up. That's a good time if you want to change your password or your email or your program. You can do all that from your profile page. And your start photo will then come through to the challenge team. Every photo is checked to make sure it's okay because we don't want you to get to the end of the competition for the judging and the judges say, no, that photo is not okay. So it's just a forward-facing photo holding the PDF or a newspaper. Save your profile and then you're set.
Correct. Wow, it seems like lots of things to do. But I guess it's broken down step by step so you don't really get lost along the way. But basically, in summary, you're saying that the challenge opens on the 13th of May, so prep week starts, the week for preparation, and then the challenge officially starts on the 20th of May. And in that prep week, you need to take a start of the challenge photo following a few of the guidelines for the photo, and then we'll have access to our training plan and our nutrition plan then.
Yep.
Okay. The next question that's pretty common is, you know, people ask, like, why should they should do the challenge over just going to the gym? So I guess I can answer that one. Similar to what I've been saying, I guess, through the start of the podcast here, for a lot of us who start this fitness journey or choose a fitness goal, we got lost along the way. So we want to get from point A to point B, and maybe we have been given the wrong information and we get lost along the way and we end up dropping off. So you don't see any progress and you lose track of where you want to go. So I guess when we join a challenge similar to this, we start to develop these skills. So we start to learn more about training. We start to learn more about nutrition. We have the benefit of using accountability. So you're accountable to yourself by checking into prep week, week one, week four, and then the final check-in photo. And you've also got the community there. So we have a Facebook group, which is the Max and Maxine official challenge support group. So if you are doing the challenge or if you're not doing the challenge, join that group and you'll get a strong community of people who prioritize and value their fitness and their health to support you along the way. And we've also got things like this podcast. We've got other educational tools such as information on emails and all the information on our website as well. So basically, you're just cutting through all the noise in the fitness and health industry by doing this challenge. And if you are just going to the gym, it can be quite difficult to know if you're on track and to get towards your goal. And I think having a deadline actually gets things done, right? So like if you were just say having a wedding coming up and you wanted to lose 10 kilos for the wedding, you know, you're going to lose the 10 kilos because you have a deadline. And sometimes when we start a new fitness goal, we don't really have a deadline. It's just, I want to look fit. So by telling yourself, oh, I have 12 weeks to look the best that I can so that I can win this challenge, you create that deadline and then you actually start seeing changes in your body. So I think that's very powerful as well.
Are you loving our podcasts? If so, like, share and leave us a review on iTunes. This helps us continue to deliver you interesting content. Now back to it.
Next question comes through a lot is about the Platinum program that we have. And luckily enough, we have Helen here with us, who is the Platinum manager. So she works very closely with all the Platinum challenges that come through. Now, Helen, do you want to give us a quick rundown of what the Platinum program is and, you know, maybe how it's a little bit different to just the premium challenge that we run as well?
Yeah. Start with the premium plan. The premium plan has a generic training plan and a generic nutrition plan. Specifically designed male and female training plans. It'll be tone and shape, get strong, lean, strength.
Yes. So depending on your goal.
Depending on your goal, there's a training plan designed there for you. Nutrition plan as well. There's the forum, the Facebook page. The forum is probably your best form of contact with everybody. And the Facebook page is really a social page. The Platinum program, we have the ability to be able to design a unique program for each Platinum challenger, designed specifically for you. So you can tell us what equipment you have access to and we can design that program for you. You have weekly check-ins with measurements and your photos, and then I go back over your photos and your measurements and we can chat about it if you like, and you can ask questions, I can leave you comments. We have bi-weekly phone calls and or video calls, whichever you'd prefer. You have my support daily. So most of you have my phone number, text, or it's Facebook message, or it's emails, it's anything. So I'm there to support you to reach your goals. You have the ability to be able to change exercises with a professional. If you can't do something or you have an injury, we're there to help you, you know, swap over any exercises you can't do. We also have a private Facebook group and a private forum group. Having a coach keeps you accountable, so someone that you've got to answer to all the time. There's myself and there's John Dalenick, who is the other Platinum coach, and he's very good in the strength area. So we can both help you with all of that.
Yeah, so it sounds like in summary you're saying we get a really personal and private experience. Yep. Yeah.
There's also a supplement package too, which is a starter pack for you to kick you off. Mm-hmm. It just keeps you accountable, I think, that you've got someone you need to answer to every day, every week. You know, you've got to check in each week and, it just keeps you accountable. So I think it's a very good price program.
Yeah, if you're a person that falls off track fairly easily, the Platinum program's perfect because someone will be ringing you saying, where are you, what are you doing, and can talk to you about what the issue is, maybe that helped you and offer suggestions.
Yeah, you're not sort of left to... You've fallen off the wagon. You sort of like, I've got a Facebook group that you can why have I fallen off the wagon? I don't know what to do. And they could say, oh, you're all right. But here it's, I'm on the end of the phone and I'll chase you until I get hold of you, find out what the issue is and try and help you solve it. Mm. You know, get you back on track and back to, you know, reaching those goals.
Ah, so it seems like a pretty good program. And it works out to be around a, the cost is about a cup of coffee a day.
Yeah.
Is that what it works out to be?
That's what we worked it out to be. Yeah, about a cup of coffee a day.
Yeah.
That cappuccino that you're not going to be having for the 12 weeks, there's your platinum program.
Yeah, so you get someone who will call you every day almost and keep you accountable. You have a weekly check-in. So on the premium we have every month we check in, but on the platinum program every week they get a personalized training program depending on their goal and then a personal nutrition program as well. And then we're also testing out these brand new features for this upcoming platinum program where we will have video analysis of your training. So if you do want to upload a video of your exercise technique, one of the coaches will assess your technique and provide you with some feedback and areas to improve on. And you'll also receive a personalized postural assessment done by myself. So if you're interested in that, you can just tick a box and I can do a postural assessment of your photos and offer my recommendation on what exercises you should be doing to correct some postural misalignments you might be experiencing.
We also do have the option of the blood testing too.
And the blood testing as well.
Yep. So the blood testing, I've had it done and I continue to do it every 3 months just to keep all my bits and pieces, you know. I know where I'm going. I know if I've got enough protein going in to build my muscle, and it's sort of a guide to see what's going on inside you. And it's been really very valuable for me. Mm. So that's an option for anyone as well.
Mm-hmm. We'll move on to the next question.
Do I need to get a PT?
Should I get a PT?
Steve.
Yeah. Well, I think if you've never gone into the gym before, I would recommend investing into a personal trainer, let it be for 1, 2, 3 sessions. Why? I think it's very valuable to have someone there with you to explain movement and guide you through the training program. Do you need to be working with a PT long-term? Well, that decision's up to you. If you are taking part of the challenge, there is enough resources and support available in the forums and through the community that you wouldn't need a PT. But if you are starting out, first time walking into a gym, or you might feel a little bit intimidated walking into a gym, I'd recommend booking in with a personal trainer and have them help you to learn and build some good foundations through movement. So that'll be my recommendation.
How do I ask a question? If I want to ask a question about my exercise or my nutrition or anything, how do I do that?
So part of the program, we want you to ask questions on the forum. So on the challenge website, the Max or the Maxine Challenge website, you'll have access to the forum where myself and the challenge team will be answering any question that you may have. Some people do post on the Facebook group. However, the coaches and the challenge team don't really answer questions on there. So if you are wanting a question answered, jump onto the forums and you'll find an answer to the question there. Now, look, if you're not taking part in the next challenge and you are part of the Facebook group, you know, you can post questions there and there is a community of people who can guide you through finding the right answer, but you won't have someone like a coach or myself answering those questions on the Facebook group there. We don't really respond to emails or, you know, pop questions onto the forums. If you have like a personal question regarding something on the training plan, don't bother about emailing, put them on the forums. Yeah.
How do I navigate the website, Di?
So the website's pretty easy to navigate. There's a lot of information on there. I would suggest if you're doing the challenge for the first time, you try to read as much as you can. You won't do it all in one go. So spend a little bit of time each night when you're sitting down, just having a look through. There's plenty of articles. There's all the information you need to know. Because there's so much information, it can get a little bit daunting. We try to keep the most up-to-date information on the front page. So when you log in, you see the dashboard, and you will also see below the dashboard any recent articles that the coaches have written or that you need to know. You'll find your plans under the training and nutrition tabs. So you just click training at the top of the page, it will open the training tab, and down on the right-hand side, there's a menu. It will say training plans, click that, and you'll find your plans appear on the next page. We have an app as well, so you can get your plans when you're in the gym just using the app. So download the app if you haven't already.
Mm-hmm.
And nutrition, same thing, click nutrition and you'll find your plans. There's lots of things on the website. There's a journal, so it's up to you. If you want to journal, some people journal every day and they find that really helps them with their challenge. Other people might journal at the end of each week, and some people don't journal at all. Either way is fine.
Do you journal?
I was once a week journaler.
I journal every single day. I made sure I wrote something every single day in there, just I suppose to keep me accountable too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people can read your journals if you're public. So if you're a public challenger, people can read your journal entries and they can like them or send you a little smiley face or something like that. So so it kind of motivates you to know someone's read my journal and they've liked it, or someone's read my journal and sent me a little thumbs up. So that's another good thing. We have a community tab where if you have Instagram or Facebook, you can post a picture. And if you have a public Instagram or public Facebook account, you can hashtag We Are Challenge and it will appear on the community tab. So everyone can see what you're doing. That's another motivating thing for people to have a look at. I have a look at what people are doing throughout their week. You can see pictures of people training, what they're eating. And, yeah, it's quite interesting to look through that.
Mm. Cool.
I want to change my plan after I've signed up.
Yeah.
All right, so that is a big question. We get lots of people. Now,
hey guys, we interrupt today's podcast to give you a friendly reminder to share with your friends and family and like us on iTunes. Thanks.
That is a big question. We get lots of people. Now, you only have until week four check-in to change your plan.
It's before week four, isn't it? So before the day.
Yeah, so it's the Friday before week five. So check-in is in week four on the Friday, which will be the 14th of June, week four check-in. So you must change your plan before then if you're going to. Now, the reason for that is because if you could change your plan at any time, we find people swap and change through the whole challenge. When they get to the end, they say, I didn't get the results I wanted, but I did this plan for a while and then I did another one. Then I went back to that one and then I changed again. We've found the people who get the best results stick to the plan for the whole challenge. So I would suggest in prep week, you jump on, you set up your profile, change your plan if you think you've done the wrong, if you've chosen incorrectly, and then stick to it. You can change back if you see the new plan and say, no, I was right the first time, but try and get it done in prep week so you're following the same plan for the whole 12 weeks. So you just go to your profile page, click change program, change it to whatever you want, and then save. Easy peasy. Then under the training and nutrition tab, you'll see the new plan.
So, I mean, the question comes up a lot is when should I start or when can I start is probably a better question. Now, the challenge officially starts on the 20th of May at 9 a.m. Correct. And then we also have the preparation week or prep week that starts on the 13th of May, the week before. So do we recommend people start their challenge on the 13th of May in prep week or on the 20th of May during week one?
I think to start, I think start getting everything ready. So start... read through all your plans, see what equipment you need for food, see what containers you need, start your shopping. Mm. So if you really want to start in prep week, you can start. There's nothing to say you can't. A lot of people do. I did.
Yeah.
Find out what works for you.
Yeah.
I think prep week in my eyes is really what it is, preparation. So I want you to download all the programs, go and test out the training plans, see if your gym or your home gym has the equipment that you need. And you can figure out how to do the exercises. You can check through the nutrition plans and the shopping lists that we give you and see what you need to buy or what extra things you need to get at home. It's really preparing and setting yourself up for this challenge.
Testing out the exercises in your plan too, like knowing, watching a video and seeing how they're actually done if you're if you're unsure of how to do them.
Mm.
That's pretty important.
Yeah.
Even joining a gym, like if you it's something you haven't done that you want to do, go and have a look at some gyms during that week. If you think I'm going to train from home, nick down to Kmart, a few resistance bands, maybe some light dumbbells, a football, a little bit of equipment. You can have a look on your plan. The home, tone and shape, lean, build size and get strong all have some dumbbells on them or a straight bar. So you need to have something similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
Get fit and healthy or find your fitness. can be done just outside. You can just have some resistance bands if you want, or you can do it in your lounge room. Mm-hmm. It's a fairly basic plan. So have a look and see what you need.
Mm-hmm. The next question that comes through a lot is, what support is there if I need help? So I guess we've kind of mentioned it a few times through this podcast, but yeah, we definitely have the forum where it's very supportive. You know, the challenge team is on there and we endeavor to answer your questions as soon as we can. Usually within 24 to 48 hours, we would answer your question. We've also got that Facebook group where we support each other there. So there is a lot of support that we give to you to make sure that you get the best tools that you need to get a successful transformation through whatever your goal is.
Yeah, often if you post on the forum, the question's answered within the first hour. Not always. You might post at 11 o'clock at night, so it might be the morning, or you might post in the middle of the day and the coaches and ambassadors, for whatever reason, on the page at that time, so they might come back later. But it's usually answered fairly quickly. If you had a technical question and you wanted the answer straight away, so if you were having issues with logging in or you had something you wanted to know straight away, you can give us a call. The phone number is just at the bottom of the page, and we're in the office during office hours. So if it's during office hours, just pick up the phone and give us a call. We can help you out, and then it's done.
We're almost at the end here. A question comes through a lot is about supplements, and the Max and Maxine challenge is linked with the Max and Maxine supplement brands. And a question that comes through a lot is, do I need to use your supplements from Max and Maxine? And I think the short answer is no, you don't have to. We recommend it just because we know exactly what goes into those supplements and we know how it's made and the nutritional content of it all. So a lot of our nutrition plans are based around the Max and the Maxine supplements. And, you know, of course, remember, supplements are there to supplement your diet. So we advise you to first look at your nutrition and to make sure that you are having good quality food. And then we can start worrying about supplements and how we can supplement that diet. Now, on the Platinum program, you do get a supplements pack that is included in the price. So if you are doing the Platinum program, you know, you do get a good starter pack to start you off. In the premiums, we give you a good list of things that you need. Because, you know, with supplements, there's lots of things that are out there, and trying to provide you with the best quality information, we give you the guide as to what is the most important supplements that you should have during the challenge and just for overall fitness and health, and what supplements that aren't as important as well. We try to exclude those ones that aren't important.
Yeah, so I think the most important thing is the protein powder, but that can also be replaced. So if you just can't afford it or it's not something you want to do, you can just eat some extra protein food. I mean, just go on the forum. The coaches will give you some options.
Mm-hmm.
We do have the bars and cookies, which are great as a snack with a coffee for morning tea or afternoon tea. They are on the plan, but same thing again, if you don't have one, you can substitute it for another snack from another day. That's fine. The other supplements, we're looking at like pre-workouts and intra-workouts and things that are more to help you with training. So they'll help you get through your training session at your peak. So help you with strength and a little bit more endurance, and they'll help, but they're not an essential part of the challenge. You can do the challenge whether you use the supplements or not, but we do recommend them, especially if you're doing a lean or a tone and shape, because they do have fat burners in those proteins and that will help accelerate your fat loss.
There is also the vegan protein for our vegan families.
Mm.
Cater for a lot of people.
Yes, we do. We do. Lots of plans.
Yeah.
Lots of supplements.
Yeah.
So I think that wraps up this FAQ at this stage. And so that's it, guys. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you have any questions for the challenge team, feel free to email us at challenge@aminoactive.com.au, and we will endeavor to answer any questions that you have for this upcoming challenge, which starts on May the 20th. So if you're still thinking about joining the challenge, head on over to the Max or Maxine challenge websites and click on join and come join us for the May challenge. We look forward to working with you to transform your body and your health. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.
See you later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.